This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Got to give a big shout out to Pinhook Bourbon, pinhookbourbon.com. They're having a tasting here at Metro Bottle. The founder is going to be here as well for tasting a little bit later on. Lots of stuff going on here at this amazing bottle shop. 2225 Marietta Boulevard, Upper West Side, West Midtown, 12,000 square feet, upscale bottle shop. And we've been talking about it all day long because we've been hanging out. But that's going to happen, which means we hopefully will get a chance to taste this cask strength. I think he's got a couple of bottles here on the table, Mike. 10-year age of Pinhook Bourbon. But they're going to be here tonight, and for customers that are coming by, you can also maybe get a little bit.
And, of course, it is the cocktail party. I know for years we joked around that Dr. Adams tried to squash that kind of fun. But the world's – remember the world's largest outdoor cocktail party, and then we got a little politically correct, and we kind of shied away from it. Now, of course, the landing is no longer there in Jacksonville for many dog fans that would make the trip and Gator fans. But Barbara Dooley, ready to roll? Let's talk to Barbara. Does she know something about the cocktail party? Our weekly visit with Barbara Dooley.
Barbara, first, let me apologize for not getting a chance to give you a big hug. I know you came out to our last event out there in Athens. It was such a pleasure to see the pictures and people reacting. So hopefully next time we do that, I will be there. But how are you today? How are you doing?
Well, I'm just great. It sounds like you already started the cocktail party.
Hey, we try to get it in on this show. You
yes,
know,
ma'am.
I mean, we enjoy our cocktails and our bourbons and tequilas. And we know a lot of people will be enjoying this weekend. Barbara, first and foremost, as we talk about this particular game, it is special. It continues to be one of the premier games in college football. And you were and continue to be a part of it for such a long time. Georgia getting set to play Florida. Mike mentioned this too. Then this game, you know, they take a little break because they're going to be remodeling the stadium down there in Jacksonville. You like it in Jacksonville? Do you wish this game was home and home kind of deal?
I would love it home and home, but my husband never wanted that because he felt like the South Georgia people needed a break from driving to Athens every Saturday, and that this was kind of a game that they could come to for the day and go back home without a lot of problems. And he always worried about the South Georgia fans,
right.
And this was his way of saying, this is your game. But I loved it home and home. Are you kidding me?
Right. And we're going to sort of get it. It'll be at Mercedes-Benz, and then they'll have it down in Tampa at Raymond James. I know you've told stories. I mean, you got a million stories, but I know the cocktail party, you told us, I think, last year about driving with Munson and getting down to Jacksonville. What is one of the funnier or the thing that pops in your head when you think of going down to Jacksonville?
Well, every time I think about Jacksonville, I can think about a new story. Believe me. I can remember one day we were, of course, Vince would not let the coaches' wives stay with their husbands the night before the game. He didn't want any hanky-panky going on. It was business. I mean, business. So I stayed at Ponte Vedra with a friend, and we were driving into the Jacksonville game, and in front of us was a car that had this lady's leg hanging out of the trunk, and it said, "We have Barbara Dooley in the trunk."
That's great.
But when I think about these games, I think about, of course, they fired, as everybody knows, Coach Napier, and they've got Coach, I think, Gonzalez coaching the team now
for
Florida.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
And I remembered in 1968, before a lot of y'all listening to me were born, Coach Ray Graves was the coach at Florida, and he was really ticked off at his team. They were not doing well. So the week before the Florida-Georgia game, he made the defensive coaches head of the offense, and he made the offensive coaches head of the defense. And, of course, that was the big story all week. What was going to happen? What was going to happen? Well, Georgia beat Florida that day 51-0. Mike Cavan, who is still on Kirby's staff, was our quarterback. It was a heck of a game. So you never know what's going to happen. And then, I don't know if you remember, but I remember a couple of years ago, Memphis was undefeated. And UAB had a coach that they fired. They were 2-4.
Yep.
And they fired him in the middle of the season. And they went and played Memphis and beat the fool out of them.
Yep.
You
I lost money
that?
On that. Yes, I bet that game, Barbara. It's very. These are hard memories, but yes, I had Memphis. It's a great story. You never know what you're going to get, how the kids are going to respond.
So, I mean, I don't know what Florida's going to do this year because those guys might be so riled up over the firing of Napier that they might just come to play. So we better come to play and not just the second half, but four quarters. That is my advice to Coach Smart.
Well, let's hope so. It's Barbara Dooley. She's brought to you by Kroger, guys. Vince, by the way, the legendary Vince Dooley was 17-7-1 versus the Gators. Gunnar Stockton has been a story, Barbara, and we know. And there is a story out today on ESPN where Gunnar spoke to ESPN about his grandfather, Lawrence Stockton, who died of a heart attack in the parking lot outside of the stadium following the Bulldogs' 34-31 loss to the Gators on October 30th, 2010.
That's right.
And Lawrence, for those who don't know, and I want to get your input on this because we know you know Gunnar really well, but Lawrence Stockton graduated from the UGA School of Pharmacy, apparently was talking to a friend about the game in the parking lot when he died. He passed away at the age of 63. Our audience, we're telling you this because this game is very personal to Gunnar Stockton because of what happened to his grandfather.
His first chance to start as the QB.
And, you know, he's driving, I don't know if you know this, but he's driving his grandfather's old truck.
Right.
He loved his grandfather. He really did. As we all love our grandparents, but they were very close. And I'm sure that's got in his mind. But they are, I have to tell you about this family. They are a very special family. Mr. and Mrs. Stockton, now this is something that I find the most interesting thing of all. They go to every game. They've been to every game since Gunnar was in grade school. And they sit in Sanford Stadium with earplugs in their ears watching Gunner, but guess what they're listening to?
What?
The radio broadcast?
Nope. Christian music.
No way.
Really?
Really. They are so into Gunner's game, they cannot stand all of the noise around them and the heckling. So they just listen to Christian music and watch Gunner play. Now, how about that?
Wow. That's wild. I mean, that's one way to do it. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, that might have been a good thing for me to do when Vince was coaching instead of throwing up in the bathroom. But I will tell you this. I used to walk the stadium because I was so nervous I couldn't watch it. So I would walk. When we went to Jacksonville, of course, I would walk the stadium. What is it, the Gator Bowl? Yeah.
Back then, yeah.
Yeah, so I would walk the Gator Bowl the whole game. I'd walk, walk, walk. And I was on one of my walks during the game, and I bumped into this lady, and it was Doug Dickey's wife, who was the Florida coach's wife, and she was walking the opposite way. And I said, are you praying to the same God I'm praying to? I don't know who he's going to listen to.
Whose side is he on?
Yeah, whose side
gonna
is
find
he
out.
Going to be on?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah, Vince, and we looked at the numbers, as Carl mentioned, the all-time record. There's one point between 74 and 84. Vince only lost one game, 9 out of 10, and just total domination.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Later, when he was AD and he'd hired coach, was he as nervous as he was as a head coach for those games?
He not as nervous, but he was nervous, and he never missed a beat. Mm. And it was an interesting thing to watch him watch the game. And I will tell you this, I miss him, but I never miss him as much as I do until after a football game, because he used to come home. And, of course, I would have to rehash the whole game with him. And he would look at me with this smirk on his face, like, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And he would say to me, thank you, Barbara. Now I know what the public is thinking. I can address the situation.
And Barbara, when he was back at home, when Vince would, I mean, it's hard to imagine Vince letting his hair down. Would he sip on something? Would he have a cocktail? Would he give himself a moment of pleasure with that?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, after he quit being the coach, I would sit in the AD, but we got a box then. I wasn't in the stands. So we got a box, and I got to sit with him. Of course, that wasn't his greatest pleasure. He would say, be quiet, you know, hush, hush. And but that's okay. I miss that jawing back and forth. You know how husbands and wives, I don't know, it never was, well, darling, what do you think? It was always, why didn't you do this, and why did you do that? And so it was very lively after a game between my mouth and four children, but it was so much fun, and I miss that so much, especially watching an out-of-town game alone. That is not really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Barbara, and I was just going to interject as far as, you know, these games are always even more special because of the rivalry with Florida. You know, these are even extra special.
Yep. And I've been to so many. Well, I went from 1964 on till he quit coach. Well, I even went after when he was athletic director. Right. So I went from 1964 every year until 2008. How about that?
Yeah.
And then we would go into, after he got out of, after he left Georgia, we would be invited down to stay with friends, and we would go down there and be like, well, it was different. We didn't have police escorts. We had to fight the crowds. People would see him in line, and, of course, they recognized him immediately. Coach, you don't need to stand in line. You come on up here. We say, okay. And then one year I took the kids to the Florida game and forgot my tickets. And I had to convince the guy at the door that my husband was the coach, and that took 30 minutes to get the athletic down there. Oh, it was awful.
How'd you do that? He didn't recognize you?
No, well, he wouldn't believe me. Mm. And back then, you had paper tickets. And, you know, there was nothing on. You didn't have a phone. So they were calling up and trying to get everybody to identify me, and finally they did. But I've had a lot of experiences, let me tell you.
And thanks again for coming over last week, a couple weeks ago, because people got such a big thrill. And the photo we posted, it got like over like 30,000 views. Everyone loved her outfit, Carl. More women were hitting it going, "Where'd Barbara get that sweater?" Everyone loved it. But hopefully we'll get to see you again out in Athens soon.
Well, I want to, and I don't want not only a hug, but I want a big bear hug.
Well, you got that coming. Trust me.
Okay.
You've got that coming, Barbara Dugan. You know that.
Well, let me tell you, I took some fabric to get some pillows made, and the man in the upholstery shop went, and I bet he's listening to me right now. He goes, "Oh, Miss Dooley, I hear you on the radio on Thursdays." I said, "Well, I'm going to give you a shout-out, Tom. I'm saying hey."
You're just popular. Yeah, well, Barbara, look, we're popular because of people love you. That's right. So thank you again. It's going to be a fun game, as always. The lovely and talented Barbara Dooley, brought to you by Kroger. Barbara, have a great weekend. Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.
There she is. The stories, guys, are endless because she just – I mean, that range of time, right? And
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The uniqueness of all of this is coming from somebody, again, who was going through all of this stuff behind the scenes and seeing everything happen. And she's sharing these stories. Some of this stuff, I know she hadn't shared with people when it was happening, Mike. Right. She couldn't, right? Because of her husband.
It's a treasure, and people just love her. We can't get enough. Now, I can tell you, we come back, I got some stuff that you're not going to want to hear. There's a lot of Falcons on this injury report that just dropped.
Don't start none, won't be none.
Oh, boy.
We are live at Metro Bottle Guys, 2225 Marietta Boulevard. It's Dukes and Bill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.